This week's Tower Way has been sponsored by one of our regular remote audio attendees, Le'ila Nishmas's father, Rav David Shmuel ben Rav Moshe Zichrono Levracha.
Yud Dalad Bar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 30th of October, Rabbi David Sipper, B'nai Keturah's Supernatural Acquisitions.
Feel very privileged and grateful to be given this shtender at Sheva Semit Tamid HaChachamim, such an important forum of Choshev Tamid HaChachamim, the Balabatim, who are sitting here on a daily basis, and I feel that anything I can possibly do to help this fantastic Meitzad HaTorah, that not only is here, but is listening in the car and all over, it is both for me a tremendous chus and a privilege. I'd like to talk today about a very, very interesting sugya that seems a little bit out there, but Lamaisa is very practical in many, many terms, and it comes out with a very halach Lamaisa kind of conclusion. If we look through the parashas, we find that a concern Avraham Avinu had was obviously, besides worrying about the Mesira, the Torah transmission of his Hashkofa, but besides that, there was an element of Avraham Avinu worrying about the Yerusha. From the very beginning, in Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, Vayoyim Avraham Adonai Elikim, Matitani Vanoicha Hoylech Harira Ben Mesek Vesi Hu Demesek Eliezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Avraham Avinu, everything's going to be good. Avraham Avinu says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shkoyach, Eliezer. Vayoyim Avraham Heilin Nisati Zorah, Venim Ben Beisi Yorish Oisi, who's going to inherit me? Who's going to inherit me? Eliezer is going to inherit me. That's going to be my future. V'hinei d'var Hashem eilov leimor lo yirshocho zeh ki yim asher yitzim imeecho hu yirshecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, no, that's not going to be Yorish. Yorish is going to be Yitzchok. That's going to be fine. So here you see at the very beginning a worry about who's going to be Yorish Avraham Avinu financially, l'chayr. And as Avraham Avinu shows his concern, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calms him down. Later on in this week's parasha, Parshas Vayera, we have the vikuach, the argument, as it were, between Avraham Avinu and Sarah. And the pasuk says in Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Tes and Yud, "Vateira Sarah ben Hoga haMitzris asher yodel Avraham etzachik." Sarah saw the son of Ben Hoga haMitzris asher yodel Avraham. It shows very much clearly there is an element over here of who he was a child of in relation to Avraham Avinu, with regard to Yerusha. And he was mitzachik. Rashi says mitzachik means he was doing gerosh lechzan v'gazora, but it brings down he's out there to kill Yitzchok. V'atoyme la'avram goresh oma hazois v'esbono. Get rid of him. And get rid of the mother as well. Ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazois in benim Yitzchok. There's no way that this boy is going to inherit together with my son. Again, there's a concern about Yerusha over here. To an extent that Sarai manages to convince Avraham Avinu with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Haskoma to get rid of Yishmol. V'yoyim elikim al Avraham al yere b'nachal nav ha'masecho kal ashetoyim elecha Sarai shoma b'koy liki b'yitzchok yikor lecho zora. And he will be the one who's going to inherit. Later on, in the end of Parshas Chayisara, not only is a haftocha that Yitzchok will be the one who will inherit, it's actually brought down that before Avraham Avinu was Nifte, he was sure to give everything as he promised to Yitzchok. And said, Perek Chof Hei, Posuk Hei, the Posuk says, Vayitein Avraham Iskar Shaloi Le Yitzchok. He gave everything to Yitzchok, says the Kleyoka, as he promised. However, the next Posuk is very puzzling. Ulubnea Pilakshim, Asher Avraham, Nosan Avraham Matonis. To the Bnea Pilakshim, the children of the Pilakshim, as Machlekes Rishonim, who these Pelagshim were. According to some Mephoshim, it's only referring to actually Hogar. There was no other Pelagshim. Some other Mephoshim say, no, there were other Pelagshim. Ashel Avraham, Nosan Avraham Matonis. Avraham Avinu gave them Matonis, gave them gifts. Vayishal Chaim Ma'al Yitzchok Benoi, he sent them away from Yitzchok his son. Vayden Ochai Kedmo El Eretz Kedem. He sent them to Eretz Kedem. By the way, there's interesting Shaila, what Eretz Kedem is. Some Mephoshim say it means India. If you look in the Pirushim on the Medrash Rabbah is actually referring to Chino, which is China. He sent them away, sent them a long way away. So he sent them to Eretz Kedem. What were these matonis? In other words, if we're so concerned that Yitzchok got the full whack of all Avraham Avinu was supposed to be giving to him, what right did he have to give these matonis to Bnei Keturah? What were these matonis? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that these matonis were shameless tumah masalahem. He gave them shameless tumah. He gave them the names of tumah. What does that mean? So over here there's a very, very interesting machlekes mforshim, what the shameless tumah means. The Das Kanim says the shameless tumah means very simply, they can mention the shame of Mephayush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if they're not Tohi, even if they're Tumah, and it won't harm them in any way. So he gave them euphemisms, as it were, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shame of Mephayush, when it won't be Tohi, B'taras HaGuf, and by doing so, they won't be harmed, they won't be doing anything wrong. And he carries on, Yesh Yishma'elim Shubakim B'Shem Maskin Oysa B'Tumah. There are those Yishma'elim today who are still able and capable and knowledgeable to use the shameless Avraham Avinu gave them in B'Tumah. The Das Kanim, which is the Bali Tosfos, ask, it's very strange to say such a thing, how can you possibly say that Odom the Tzaddik and Choshev like Avraham Avinu will give them the shame and the fires to Rishoyim? He finds it very difficult to understand. So the Maisa Hashem says, very interestingly, he says that Shemus Tumah Masalehem means that he gave them over encyclopedic knowledge of what could possibly be an Avodah Zarah. And he explained to them that if anyone approaches you and tries to sell you this and this particular brand of Avodah Zarah, keep away from it, because of Avodah Zarah. And he said, because of that, the Yishma'elim today, the Arabs today, practice monotheism. They know everything that could be offered to them, and they're able to realize and to appreciate what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what is false. So Shemos Tumah means he explained to them all the various different tumas in the world and warned them to be aware of them and to keep away from them. And that's a Shemos Tumah. Ramosha, though, in Das Kanim says, Shemos Tumah, Shem Shadim. He gave them the shameless of Shadim, Shemashpin Oisom Ba'adneim Hamamunin Aleim. That he is able to use the shameless Shadim to manipulate, as it were, the Shadim who are able to run natural consequences, to be able to manipulate them to do their his will. And that's what he gave over to them. He says there's magic, like you find in the Sefer Bilad, V'shem Tumah Nikra Ashem Ruach HaTumah. And Ashem Tumah referring to over here is Ruach HaTumah. And he said, if you look in the Pasuk, Matonos is spelt without a Vav. Mem, Tof, Nun, Sof. And he said, Matonos, that's a gematria of 890, which is a gematria, Lomdom Lahashpia Hashedim. It's 890. So that's what he taught them. Rashi, though, that's where we want to go, Negea, to ask the Maisa. Rashi, though, in Sanhedrin says, Kishuf or Maisa Shadim. He taught them Kishuf, magic, and Maisa Shadim. The Marsha asks over there in Sanhedrin, how can Avraham Avinu teach Goyim Shemos of Avodah Zarah? Because Kishuf is a form of Avodah Zarah. So he said it must be that Kishuf is not part of Avodah Zarah, and he'll have to teach it to a Goy. There's a whole discussion over there, what he could and what he couldn't teach. And he brings over there, perhaps, it's going to call the Shittas Arosh, that Shemos Shadim he taught them. The Maral asks, still, Torah is very worried about the Chiv Misa for a person who does Avodah Zarah, practices Avodah Zarah, and practices any form of shade of Kishuv, which is a part of Avodah Zarah. How could he teach them? So he said, no, he didn't teach them Avodah Zarah, he didn't teach them Kishuv. He taught them, if Chas V'Chalila, they are infected in any way by the Shadim, how to deal with them in their correct way. So, let's just step back a moment. We see from here, I'd like to focus on that. We see from here that Avraham Avinu gave over Shemos Tumah to the Bnei Palachim, whatever that means. We have different explanations of what that means. But I'd like to focus on the Kishuf element that Rashi brings down in Sanhedrin. Shemos Tumah means he gave them Kishuf. The Marsha and the Maral asks, how can he give the Shemos Kishuf? That's Osa. So either Goyim allowed to practice it because it's not really Avodah Zarah, or he gave them Shemos Shadim, whatever that may mean. Or he gave them the antidote in case they are affected by The Shadim, they're able to get away from it. Fine. Let's go though into the Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, Ki atabo ala ores ashe Hashem lekecha meisim lechos haposukin, devor nitches yud and yudalef, and he says, Leisil my last is katoya voice the goyim ahay. Make sure you don't follow. Learn from the goyim. Vayim se b'cho mave b'noi b'toi b'eish, kesem ksomim ma'oinim manachash ma'chashif. This is a Pasuk that warns us against any forms of sorcery or magic. Pasuk carries on, v'choy v'chobah b'shol oivy doini v'dorash v'la meisim, all the various different elements of superstition, or sorcery, or magic, the Torah says is also. Now, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Sav Samach Zayin Omid Aleph, Hamechashif, a person who does kishuf, a magician, Ho'oise Maisa Chayiv, a person who actually performs a physical action, he is Chayiv Misa of Skila, which is the most chomor form of Misa. However, says a Mishnah, V'loi ho'oicheiz es ho'inayim. Not somebody who is, quote-unquote, oicheiz ho'inayim. Literally translation, holds the eyes. We'll see what that means soon. Carries on the Mishnah, Rebbe Kiva o'im m'shum Rebbe Yishua, Shnayim lo'itim kashuim. You can have a situation where two people seemingly do exactly the same act. They lo'ikate kashuim. They harvest courgettes. Echad lo'ike opata. One of them would do the maisa lekita, one of them will actually collect them in, and he will be potter. Ve'echod loikeit v'chayiv, and one of them will collect them in, and he will be chayiv misa skila. Ho'oise maisa chayiv, the one that actually performs a real act, is chayiv skila. Ho'oicheiz es ho'inayim potter. However, the one who just is oicheiz enayim, holds the eyes, he's potter. So clearly, there's a very big difference between performing the action of the Maisa of Kishuf and Oicheiz Esoinayim. One of them is a Chayiskila and one of them is Potter. What does it mean, Kishuf, and what does it mean, Oicheiz Einayim? So Shittas Rashi is very clear over there, and he says of this. He said in both cases of both doing the Maisa Kishuf and Oicheiz Einayim, in both cases, he's actually using incantations. He's actually using saying over magic. He's actually performing an act of kishuf. You have to be very clear over here. In both cases, he's doing a maisa. He's doing an action. Both in the case of kishuf and Achizas Einayim, he's doing a maisa kishuf. He's doing an actual action. Otherwise, it'd be a lav she'in by maisa. He's doing a maisa. He's doing a performance. He's doing something. What's the difference? He said in the case that he's chayiv skila, he's doing a physical action that is creating physical results. By doing what he's doing, by saying what he's saying, he's actually able to collect in and harvest in these kishuim, and they're all now, from the field, being collected in one place, and they're ready to be stored in the fridge in Tesco. That he's able to actually perform in mice or collect them in and doing that. That is a chiv skila. What is oicheiz o'inayim? Oicheiz o'inayim says Rashi as well. He's doing a real physical action of kishuf, but the result is an illusion. The kishuim are there exactly where they were beforehand. In other words, he's speaking over doing kishuf, he's speaking over kishuf, and he's giving the... He looks to everyone there in the audience, he's actually done a real maisa, that the kishuim are no longer there, but they're absolutely there, nothing has moved from their place. In that case, he is potter. But in both cases, he's using a maisa kishuf, in one case he's produced a physical result, in the other case he has produced an illusion. Says it's Tiferes Yisrael, if, however, a case where no kishuf is used whatsoever, is just a trick, he did not use a maisa kishuf at all, it was just a trick, no maisa kishuf was done, that would be perfectly mutala chatchila, there'd be no problem with that at all, according to Rashi. That's the way he learns. By the way, abracadabra is a word that you all know as kids, abracadabra. But if you think about it, the words, abracadabra, I will create as I speak. Abra, I will create, kadabra, as I speak. I'm not sure whether it's a Chinese nusach of... But abracadabra is a person, he's saying, I will produce something through my incantation. I'll produce something through the way I speak. So according to Rashi, it's very clear that if an action is done physically to create a physical result, chizkila. If an action of kishuv is done, that creates an illusion, you're potter. But if you're not using magic, bechlal, just an illusion is perfectly mutter. That's according to Rashi. Now the Rambam is a very, very interesting Rambam. The Rambam over here is a clear stira. The Rambam brings a perik in Avodah Zarah Perik Yudalef. Says the Rambam, talks about Issa v'oinein. V'chein ha'oiches esoinayim. A person's oiches einayim. Umadama b'fnei haroyim. And he makes it appear in front of those people who are watching him. Sho'oise ma'isatim. When he's doing something incredible. V'huloy also. And he's not really doing anything special. Hareze b'chlal ma'oinein v'loike. He's an oinein and he gets malchus midoy raisa. He gets malchus. So oiches einayim, says Rashi, says a Rambam, gets malchus min hatira. Later on, in Perik Yud Aleph, Posit Tesvov, Halacha Tesvov, sorry, he says, Hamachashev Chayev Skila, a person that's Kishuv is Chayev Skila, for who shall Oysa Maisik Shofim, that's only if he actually does an actual Maisa of magic. However, Avala Oychez Esoinayim, if he holds the eyes, for who shall Yire Shosu Voluy Osa, Loike Makus Mardus. So the Rambam, he does not get Makus the Raisi, he gets Makus the Rabbono. So in the same pick, the Rambam holds, but Oichei Zenayim gets Malkus de Raisa, and later on the Rambam said he gets Malkus de Rabbonon. How does that work? So the Mefarshim explain, the Chulas Ramah and the Marshal, they explain that this. That the Rambam in fact holds that there are two different kinds of Oichei Zenayim. There's one Oichei Zenayim, which is very similar to magic. It's using a Maisa Kishuv, and you're creating an illusion. It's a part of Kishuv. It is a secondary stage of Kishuv. Because it's real Kishuv, but not the real deal that you wouldn't get Skila for, in that situation, you do not get Malkus Doiraisa. Because this is a Lav Shenitein Az Horas Mises Beistin. If you would have done it any better, you would have got Mises Beistin. In that situation, you don't get Malkus, you only get Malkus Doiraisa, you don't get Malkus Doiraisa, you get Malkus Doiraisa. Because he didn't actually perform the Issa Skila. In other words, where you're using Kishuv, real magic, but you're not creating a physical reality, in that situation, you get Malkus Darabono. Because if you do it properly, you would have got Skila, you get Malkus Darabono. That is a Rambam in Lachat Tesvol. The Rambam earlier on, when he said he got Malkus Deraisa, he said you're not using Kishuv there at all. You're using incantations to create some kind of inexplicable result. I don't know the ins and outs of Uri Geller. I don't know. But there's some kind of inexplicable result of how he does things. I don't know what that means. I don't know how he does it. Some people will say it's rational. Some people say it's irrational, it's supernatural. But if something, says a Ramah, you're using a natural force to create inexplicable results. For example, he uses magnets. People don't see it as magnets. So using the force of nature to create inexplicable results. In that case, that is not Kishuv. That is Ma'oinin. And therefore you'll get Malkus Darabonon. A Malkus Deraisa. In that case you get Malkus Deraisa. Because you're really doing a real result, a real action, you'll get Malkus Deraisa. So both according to Rashi, and according to the Ramah, if you do something that it can be explained, or something that's rational, there'll be no Malkus whatsoever. The Shach and the Bach have a fascinating, incredibly mechudosh digger mahalach to explain the Rambam. They say like this. When does the Rambam hold the Ichayiv Malkus Darabonon? Like we explained beforehand in the Chizas Anayim, according to the Ramah, is where you're using actual kishuv, actual magic, to produce an illusion. There, it's something that's nitein as horas mises based in. If you do, the real magic would have got skila. And therefore you do not get Malkus Deraisa, you didn't get Malkus Darabonon. When? Now this is where it's halacha lemaisa. When is it that you get Malkus Deraisa? Says the Shach and the Bach, that is when you do something that is a skilled move that is able to give the impression that you're doing something extremely inexplicable. A sleight of hand. Now listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchot, the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos, Ubechlal hazhara zeh, this warning of Mo'inei. Mo'inei ze oiche zenai, for who got mean godu mena tachbula, mechuba elof kalus hatznua. It's talking about somebody who has a very quick movement of the hand. He's able to give the impression of doing something that's not real. For whom min godu men hatachbula? And he said, for example, he threw up a coin into the air and he pulled it out somebody else's mouth. Says the Rambam, that is an issa doyraisa, and a person will get malchus doyraisa for doing such a thing. Which means a magic trick, a harmless magic trick. Taking a hand, making a coin disappear. Putting your hand in your pocket and putting out somebody's ear. That is, according to Rambam, an issa doyraisa. And that is a oiche zoinayim that yichayv min hatoyra malchus. Which is worse than using kishuf. Because according to Rambam, using kishuf, you only get malchus b'chol, only malchus rabbonon. Min hatoyra, you only get malchus at all. This oiche zoinayim is so strict that you get malchus doyraisa by doing a harmless magic trick. They give the impression they're doing something special. You're oiven issa doyraisa. Do we paskin that way? It depends who you ask. The Chochmas Odom brings down, and so holds the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says very clearly that those, says here in Chelik Aleph, in Sim Pei Tes, it said this, Eizem Mo'inim, and discussed that, and he says, those people who do this Kalasat Nuah, and they put in their pocket one thing and pull out a snake in the other. They go to the chasnas. Oivrin balav deraisa. The oivah lav deraisa. Vametzave la soisum oiv mishum lifne iver. Those people who employ them oivah lifne iver. Ulechei mish beyoda limchoy sorech limchoy. A person who's able to protest should do so. Vachol shekein shu osel istakil or oisum is also to look at them. Avalim hu goy shu oisin nearly demutu let lirois. If a goy does it, perhaps it's mutter to watch them. So the Chochmas Olam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds an Issei Doraisa to do any kind of magic trick whatsoever. And that is Mashma in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's where the Shach and the Taz explain the Machlekes in Rambam. How do we paskin the Maisa? Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Yeridea, Chelik Dalad, in Simon Yud Gimel, he's asked by Daniel Neustadt, is it mutter to do these magic tricks, yes or no? And Rav Moshe goes through this whole shtickle of the Mishnah and the Rashi and the Shuvah Ramah. And Rav Moshe says, to come out like the Shach and the Taz, to say that if a person who is skilled to make quick moves, to give the impression of doing a magic trick, that should be also is a pele. It's something, you can't explain such a thing. He said there's plenty of very talented people in Jewish history that did things that people would explain them to be supernatural. Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor. Okay, he did. Was it also thin to do such a thing? Was it Issa deraisa to get Malchus? He did something that other people couldn't do? We had Naphtali. Naphtali ran back to Mitzrayim. Double speed to bring back the Tzavot, to bring back the Shtar from Mitzrayim. Was that something that's also? See, you get somebody who's very quick. He's able to do movements that may give the impression he's doing something. That should be Osama deraisa. And Rav Moshe brings it down, he brings it to the Shach and the Taz, and he says like this. He says clearly that an Issa would only be in a situation, according to Rashi, where you're using Kishuf. Where you're not using Kishuf, according to Rashi, it's fine. According to the Ramah, the only time it would be Osa is as well if you're given the impression that you're doing something supernatural. If you give the impression that you're actually doing something perfectly normal, you're not using magic, it's natural, then even according to the Ramah, that's not a problem. Where does the problem begin? According to Shach and the Taz, where a person says, audience, I'm going to do something that none of you can do. I'm doing something natural, something unnatural. I'm doing something that's magic. In such a situation, says Rav Moshe, according to the Shach and the Taz, that would be an Issa deraisa, and that is passing the Chochmas Odom. Now, Rav Moshe does something which I haven't seen a huge amount of Rav Moshe, but he does something very, very unusual. He said, how do you paskin a maisa? Listen how Rav Moshe twists and turns over here. Rav Moshe says, you know, nobody's ever asked me this shaila. Whenever I've gone to a chasna where these batchonim have been there, they haven't done it. They didn't do it. They disappeared from the hall. They didn't do it. Says Rav Moshe, Al kapon harola maisa loy bole yodi inyan ze. Hasn't come aloch la maisa. Vle shemati shibakan oisim matchonos bechlal. I don't know what they do, even matchonos at all. He says, ulechem le nishma meni ze ele belimut vle be maisa. And therefore, this is all a theoretical discussion, it's not the maisa. Vim behoyo bole maisa, he yisi mishtamto. If he would have come this aloch la maisa, I would attempt to walk away and not answer the shaila. In other words, I prefer not to answer. If it would not be possible to get away, I would say to be derech tivi v'yedua umufursum should derech tivi shemuta, only in a situation where it's clearly mentioned to the audience that what I'm doing right now is not magic, it is not in any way supernatural. I am not particularly gifted in anything but with quick movements, says Ramosha. I would say it's mutter. But by no means does he encourage it, because even according to that, the Chochmas Odom will still hold as an Issa Deraisa. This is something very aloch lamaisa. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg also paskin the same, Rav Yosef also paskin, that is, also lechatchila. Because of those poskim who hold that this would be a chizas in nine, to do any kind of magic trick that gives the impression that person doing a supernatural act. If, however, you tell the audience clearly that what I'm doing is perfectly natural, I can show you how it's done. It's a trick. It's a quickness of movement. Then, l'chayir according to most poskim would be perfectly mutter, although the chochmas odim of kitzv shulchan aruch still will hold is an issa deraisa. So this was the B'nai Keturah. B'nai Keturah, as we discussed, received some matonis. Machleit is what matonis it did receive, whether it's shame is tumah, whether it means a shame to get away with not speaking the shame on the feirish in Tumas Aguf, whether it was a shameless tumor to explain to them exactly to keep away from Avodah Zorah, a shameless tumor, whether it was Kishuf. We discussed the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that makes a difference, differentiation between Maisa Kishuf, which is Issa Stila, and Achizas Naim, which is a Din, the Rabbonon. We discussed Rashi's Peshat that explains in both cases it's Kishuf Mamish. In both cases, one of them is producing a physical result from a physical action. At the time, you're using a physical result, a physical action producing an illusion. There is then a Rambam. We have two ways to understand the Rambam. In one way, the Rambam is taught to be explained, as in the first case, where Yechai Skila would be in a case where you use magic mamish. Achiza Sinaim is when you're using an illusion, which is using Kishuf. The case, though, where you would be Chai Malkus Deraisa is when you're doing something which people believe as supernatural. And we have the Shach and the Taz, which we have to take very seriously, is that the Rambam holds that Achiza Sinaim is something that is done even through swiftness of movement. Even a magic trick done at a birthday party trick would be an Issa Deraisa, if it is not clearly explained that what you're doing is perfectly normal, perfectly natural. And even then, Ramosha said, it'd be better to keep and refrain from that because of the shittos of the Chochmas Odom and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Yashar Koyach, thank you very much.